How do you deal with skeptical prospects? If you want to learn how to deal with that, then watch this video. Welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. My name is Uriel Kim. If you're a health practitioner or coach looking to build a successful virtual health practice that allows you to help more people, make a lot more money, and enjoy a greater quality of life in the process, then this is the podcast for you to listen to. Let's dive in. All right, guys, what's going on? Uriel Kim here, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. We help health professionals get clients and scale their businesses online. And if you live in the modern world, which I'm assuming you do, you're probably dealing with a heavy dose of skepticism. And the reason for that is because people have seen everything already, and some of it didn't work. And therefore, they're a bit skeptical. Add to that the fact that you're just some online person. Like, you're not even a real human. Like, you don't exist in reality. You're just this thing online. And maybe you don't even have a real location. Maybe you don't live anywhere. Maybe you just exist in the cloud. And therefore, there's some skepticism. How do you deal with that? Well, I was chatting with someone just on Facebook recently, and her first message was, welcome to the group. And then it was something like, hey, like, you know, good to be here. I'm a skeptic. Like, that was her first message with a wink. I'm like, what are you skeptical about? So that's what I asked her. I'm like, what are you skeptical about? And her response was like, well, I've only seen success stories and stuff, but I have no clue about what you do or, how you might be able to help me. I'm like, yeah, no kidding. Well, have you watched our masterclass? No? Okay, watch it. And then let's talk. Like, the thing is, we're always poo-poo and skeptical about things we do not understand. I don't personally invest in crypto as of this recording. I don't really foresee myself doing so in the near future. Am I skeptical about it? Probably. Why? Because I don't understand it. I understand real estate way better. Am I skeptical about real estate? Not at all. So when someone says, I'm skeptical about you or your thing, that's okay. Like, they don't know you. Would a family member be like, I'm skeptical about you? You're my brother, but I'm skeptical about you. No, like, they know you. They're the same blood, right? They know, like, and trust you. And so this is the bridge that I've talked about before. Like, you have to bridge this gap of there's you and there's the people you can serve. And this the wider this gap is, the harder it's going to be for them to work with you. So we have to bridge the gap with know, like, and trust. How do we do that? Time and proximity and value, right? So if you're in person with someone, it's very easy to build that. You build the proximity by being literally in their face, like in their presence. That is one of the fastest ways of building rapport with people, is being in their physical presence. Virtually, we don't have that luxury. So what's the next best thing? Jump on Zoom with them. It's more proximity than a phone call, right? Digitally. So proximity is important. Time is another one. The more time you spend with someone, the more trust you build with them. So if this is the first time anyone has come across, they've never heard of you before, they haven't seen a video of yours, they've not seen a single thing of yours, and they just saw you 1 second ago, your time in their life is 1 second. Skepticism is at an all-time high. They don't know that you've got kids. They don't know that you've got a heart. They don't know that you've got feelings. They don't know that you've had things you've gone through and have overcome. They don't know any of that stuff. All they see is, uh-oh, here's another insert whatever, and it's going to be like everything else. They don't know anything else because they've had some bad experiences in the past, which we'll get to in a second. The more time you spend with them, and when I say spend with them, I mean them being in your world, receiving your emails, if you have content you're sharing with them consuming that content. Like, there's a very big difference between someone who watches 100 of my videos on YouTube versus someone who's never seen me at all, right? It's a huge, like, it's not even the same world. It's like the likelihood of someone doing business with me is infinitely greater having watched 5,000 hours of my content versus zero. Does that make sense? It does, right? So in this context of video between the two of us here, We have time. There's time you're spending with me, so I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And there's proximity. Although we're not like, I can't physically touch you, we're close in the sense of this medium, right? And then the third piece is value, right? The more value you provide to people, the better off things are going to be, right? So how do you provide value, right? Well, videos, emails, content in some way, shape, or form, hosting live videos on Instagram or Facebook, whatever you want to do, right? It's just value, time, and proximity is kind of like the secret formula for building trust. So trust is important to overcome skepticism, because once people know you, and they like you, and they trust you, they're less skeptical, okay? So that's the first piece. The second piece is understanding that for whatever reason, some people are using reference points from the past that are less supportive, and that is skewing their view of the future. It's like if they were in a bad relationship and now they think that all men or all women are bad people, or like they're all the same. Naturally, you're going to approach every other relationship with a healthy dose of skepticism and pretty guarded. Again, how do we dissolve that? Time, proximity, and value. The one thing I will add with value is not just content. Value is you opening up to your audience and sharing more of who you are. Because value is not just how-to stuff. Value is sharing beliefs and experiences or stories with people so they feel connected with you, okay? And that's part of value. It's not just content, okay? So the more you're able to do that with your audience, the more they're going to get to a point where they're less skeptical. So that's why statistically, most people are not going to work with you right away. In fact, most people in your email world or in your community are never going to work with you. And that's okay, right? That's fine. But your goal is to build a certain degree of nurture with those individuals so that more of them eventually do work with you. And again, time, proximity, and value. Those are the three things. So if someone comes in and they're super skeptical, then you can't like argue your way out of that. You just have to provide them with stuff that's going to reduce their skepticism and give them a bit of time, right? Here's some social proof. Here's how I do what I do. But, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again several times, never, ever, ever, ever explain. Never come from a place of explaining or needing to explain or needing to, don't explain. Like when you're explaining, you're losing. So if someone says, well, I'm skeptical. Well, like I'm great at this and I'm great. Like don't do that. Okay. Just provide value, create a warm environment for them to be a part of, and let them make their own choice. Because remember, if they say no, who cares? I don't like, if they're like, well, I don't think this is the right fit. Who cares? There's millions of others who will be the right fit, right? So don't get hung up on any one individual. This is not like the person you're going to marry. So I'm skeptical. Great. Awesome. You should be. Okay. What can I do to make you feel more at home here? And that's the way you approach it. Okay. So that in this process, when you do get people on the phone with you, like in an enrollment call, you should not be dealing with skepticism. All of the social proof, all of the, I don't know if this person's real, all of that stuff should be sent ahead of time. They should have consumed this stuff well in advance, which is why you should never speak with someone who has zero context of who you are or what you do before you speak with them. I don't even speak with people on the phone in general. My team does now, right? But even with them, they do not get on the call unless they've watched our webinar, unless they've seen most of our case studies, unless they have really good context of who we are as a company, who I am as a person, you know, what other people say about us, so that we're not dealing with having to explain that on the phone. We don't have to explain that. We turn people away every single day because we're like, I would not want to work with you. Like, you're not at the level where you need to be at, or we're just not a good fit. We will never be in a position where we're like, please work with us, please. Like, don't be that person, okay? Just understand that skepticism is the way of the game, because everyone's seen everything. They've tried the diets, they've tried the pills. Much of the stuff hasn't worked, at least long-term. And so they want to know, how is this different, right? How can I trust you? And that just takes time, proximity, and value. Make sense? If it has, subscribe to the channel. Let me know what you enjoyed most about this conversation in the comments below. And I will see you in the next video. If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Healthpreneur Show podcast. And while you're there, I'd really appreciate it if you left a 5-star rating or review if you feel it merited that. At the same time, if you'd like to connect with me, the best place to do so is on Instagram. You can find me. I am at Healthpreneur. And be sure to tune in and subscribe to our YouTube channel on YouTube. Just search Healthpreneur and you'll find all of our great videos there as well. That's all for today. I appreciate your time and your attention. Keep doing the meaningful work that you are doing, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.